We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's Friday night, and the Yellow Jackets are at W.H. Hunt Arena in River Falls to take on the Falcons as they return to WIAC play this weekend. I'm John Garver, and as always, we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And, you know, a pretty good effort for your team last Saturday. Kind of a grind of a victory, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a different game from Friday night to Saturday night. I thought they responded well, and I thought we adjusted our game well. We had to kind of change a couple of things there on the fly to kind of get our momentum going. They did a good job. It was a good road trip. It was fun. I think our guys got closer as a group. So, all in all, it was a good experience.
Closer literally and figuratively with the tight quarters on the bus heading out there and heading back as well. But all in all, a good road trip for you. A couple of guys who really, I thought, played very, very well both games last weekend. First of all, happy for Levi Cudmore finally getting that goal because he's played pretty well.
He has played well, and he's had some really good chances, too, and the goalie has just made, like, a better play than he could have possibly made, right? So it was good for him to get reward. They almost cheated him out of it. We've had two goals like that so far this season. So I'm happy for him. He's playing well. You know, all our guys are playing well. I mean, we're going into game seven of the year right now, and, guys are putting up points. Everyone's played. It hasn't been just 12 forwards and these 60 going and just without one guy. I mean, we've changed the lineup pretty much after every single game because everyone really deserves to get in. And it's been they've made it pretty hard on the staff to try and make the lineup right because everyone deserves to play. And that's a testament to our team. And it's been really fun. It's been kind of hair pulling at times too because you can't play everybody, and the guys have been adults about it. They've been pros about it, and we've had good communication with our staff. It's open. The open door policies, I think, has helped a lot too, and it's been fun to work with these guys this year.
I think a byproduct of that, probably, and correct me if I'm wrong, is you look at your numbers and you don't have anybody who's really blowing things out of the water stat wise, but overall, a really balanced scoring attack that you've been able to put out all year long.
Yeah, that's a really good observation. In all honesty, we don't have, I wouldn't say we have one line and then this is our second line, this is our third, this is our fourth. And, it's kind of by game, like who's your top line that game. You go into it with a thought of like these are who we need to have, these guys need to be going or whatever to kind of get it. To have a plan or whatever. But yeah, it's been by committee. I mean, everybody's kind of, we have it all kind of shifted around right now again, and we got some new blood in the lineup again, and I think it's going to be hopefully a good game tonight. Guys show up. It's I like our lineup. Everyone's scoring, and it's good to have that depth finally. It's been three seasons so and plus, right, Garv? So we have some depth right now, and it's good.
River Falls tonight, they come into this one at 5-1-2 overall, so a pair of 5-1 teams essentially that are getting ready to do battle here tonight. And, you look at the numbers with this team, they're scoring at about the same clip you guys are. Maybe goals per game is a little bit less, but that power play, 36%, obviously need to stay out of the box tonight, don't you?
Yeah. Staying out of the box would be is a goal of ours every game, but for one reason or another, sometimes it goes the other way. But I think they have three guys that are doing it a little bit more than the rest, which is a little bit different from us. But they're a good team. They've started out quick. They're a very young team. They brought in, I want to say like 13 to 15 guys or whatever this past recruiting class. So they're hungry, they're energetic, they want it, right? Like we've lived through that a little bit too. So like we got to come in and play a disciplined game. We got to come in and play a structured game, and we got to be we got to have our game plan and execute it. And I think if we do that, we'll be all right.
You get Lawson McDonald back in the lineup now tonight. And what kind of a dynamic does that bring to your lineup that you're missing when he's not in?
Well, I mean, you could talk about puck possession, you could talk about being able to defend quicker. I mean, he's probably one of the best skaters in the conference. And, I mean, we have a couple of really good skaters on our team. River Falls is fast, right? So we could kind of counter that. He's been through it all. You know, he's a quiet guy, but he's a leader in his own right. He leads by example. He is calming on the bench too, and in the locker room. Not a whole lot phases him. Like, it's kind of funny. Two of our top D. It's like you wouldn't even know if they have a pulse or not. They kind of just go out there and do their thing. But no, it's great to have him back. We're better with him in the lineup, and again, we're lucky to have him.
Talk a little bit about the way Colton Bates has played this year, because he hasn't put up huge numbers. He's a point-a-game guy right now. He's eclipsed his point total from a year ago. But aside from numbers, he's been really good, hasn't he?
Well, Bates, he's one of those guys that you look at and points are great. But what he does, you almost can't measure. The speed that he brings to your lineup, the tenacity, the turning over of pucks, the energy, like you could put some statistical stuff on that, yes, but like he's just an energizer bunny. He just keeps going and going and going, and you know, it's I'm happy to see that he's getting the reward. Like, he's, you know, Beatsy has a lot of skill too, but he kind of, I think last year, just wanted to find his way in and stay in the lineup, so he took more of a defensive role. This year, he's taking that role and capitalizing on his opportunities. He got the same opportunities last year, to a degree, because of the system we were playing, but you know, now he's capitalizing on it. I mean, his confidence is booming. It's, you know, you see the toothless smile all the time from him. He's just like, he's just got energy. He's happy. He's fun. He wants to be at the rink. He's fun to be around. Like, you know, he comes in, he says hi to everyone. Like, he's just a really good person, and just a good old Manitoba boy, I guess.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Take care.